This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Susan Page from USA Today. It's the end of day three at the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland at the Quicken Arena. What a night it was. Here are three things that were really highlights from tonight. The first has to be the speech that Texas Senator Ted Cruz gave and the reaction he got.
God bless the United States of America.
He was, of course, Donald Trump's final rival, hadn't yet endorsed him, was still allowed to give a speech at the convention, which the Trump people didn't have to do, and he still didn't endorse the party's nominee. He said that people should vote their conscience. Well, that started a wave of boos that just built and built, and by the end of his speech, a lot of people in the hall were booing, not cheering, Ted Cruz, and security had to lead him and his wife, Heidi, out of the arena because of all the anger that some of these Trump delegates were directing at him. I can tell you, this is not the sign of a party that has come together in unity on the third day of their convention. The second thing, the speech by Mike Pence, the Indiana governor and running mate for Donald Trump, that went really well. You know, he's not a well-known figure, Mike Pence isn't. 85% of Americans went poll, so they didn't know enough about him to have an opinion. He came across with kind of Midwestern nice. He reassured conservatives that Donald Trump was somebody they could trust on policy, and he made the case against Hillary Clinton, which of course is one of the roles of a running mate, but he did it without some of the harsh tone that other speakers have taken. Here's the third and final thing that really struck me about tonight's program. Lock her up. Once again, that was the number one chant that people picked up here, referring, of course, to Hillary Clinton. I have to say, it's not very uplifting. It's not exactly make America great again. I'm also not sure that it will persuade swing voters who are on the fence that they should support this ticket. It doesn't really talk about their lives, but it does energize Republicans in this hall. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, of course, the big speech by Donald Trump himself.
Well, there it is, the report from USA Today. Scott, I tell you, one of my favorites, I've known Laura Ingraham for a number of years, and I got to tell you, she really, I think, increased her asset, as not only as a speaker, but for somebody to be in that position. You know, she called out the people that need to be called out and calling out the media, and maybe this is why USA didn't want to refer to her. Because she put them on notice saying, hey, look, do your job. You know, the rest of the people in the party, hey, come together. You know, it's like anything, Scott. You know, if you're going to affect change, you're going to affect it from the inside. And this was the opportunity for one Ted Cruz. Hold to your constitutional principles. Hold to your conservatism. But be part of the recipe. And I think the fact that the Trump Organization welcomed him there to give a speech, to possibly do something, you know, for the greater good and to bring the party together. But obviously, he was doing really great there for a while. People were behind him. But his omission and blatant omission of not wanting to support the party nominee, especially, you know, what people are remembering is that first debate when Bret Baier asked each one of the candidates, saying, look, will you support, you know, the eventual nominee? And Donald Trump, if you remember, was the only one, starkingly, that wouldn't raise his hand. He just says, guy, I'm not there yet. And I think that was a fair response. Also coming from a guy, from a dealmaker, going, okay, hey, what am I going to give up at this point of the game by saying, hey, I'm going to support. Do I need to think about it, you know, here? And ironically, we're at this point that many Republicans said, hey, it's not going to happen. There's no way that somebody is going to come out of nowhere and be the party's nominee. Well, he is. And it's time for people to, you know, process. If they're going to be a part of the solution, then they need to be part of the team and find their spot and their position that they can play in order to advance the cause of conservatism and the return of what most people say, you know, of making America great again. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us as we join in together, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, doing what we can to be part of the solution of getting this country back on track. Dr. Herb London is with us right now. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Dr. Herb, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Nice to hear your voice.
Hey, good to have you with us, Herb. You know, real quick before we get on topic here about the Iranian issue and how, you know, a secret deal has been uncovered by an unnamed diplomat. But I want to get your read on the... you know, of course, on what's happening in Cleveland.
Well, look, this convention is filled with enthusiasm. It's the way conventions are normally organized. Last night, however, you're starting to see something very interesting. When Cruz did not make a formal endorsement, I think what you're seeing is he represents the rump group in the Republican Party that obviously is seeking a third party or a very different organization within the Republican organization. So I think you're starting to see a very different kind of political evolution occur. And in that evolution, I could certainly see in a period of 2 or 3 years, the Republican Party morphing into some different kind of organization and a third party starting to emerge.
Mm-hmm. Do you think a third party, maybe some sort of hybrid, because you've got some disenfranchised Democrats as well, that maybe, you know, some morphing out of the Democratic Party, some morphing out of the Republican Party, possibly even?
Oh, I think that's definitely the case. I think there are a lot of Reagan Democrats who also feel somewhat estranged. I mean, there's something that Trump did tap into during the course of this campaign season, and it's important to try and understand it. I don't like to make, there's never any clear analogies in history, but there is some relationship between what happened in Brexit. I like to think that there are a lot of forgotten Americans who are now asserting themselves. These are people who pay their taxes, take care of their families, worry about their local communities, and by and large aren't part of the political calculus. Mm-hmm. Guys in Washington, D.C. who are concerned about K Street and lobbyists and legislation, they overlook this person who really is the foundation of America. Now, what has happened and what is happening is that many of these people have lost their jobs due to globalization. And while globalization is, in a sense, a kind of manifestation of Schumpeter's idea of creative destruction, there's a lot of creative ideas that have emerged from it, including all of the new technology. But people overlook the fact that there's a lot of destruction as well. Jobs that have been lost, 55-year-olds who are looking for employment, can't find it so easily, are not so easy to retrain either, and have families to take care of. These people feel as though they are left out completely. They're forgotten.
Exactly.
And William Graham Sumner coined the expression forgotten Americans going back a long time ago, and FDR picked it up. I think if you had a party that talked about the forgotten Americans, that is a party that I think could gain an awful lot of traction in the United States today.
Well, and that's in line with, you know, Falwell's silent majority as well, isn't it? I mean, because in a sense they've been marginalized, and really that silent majority has still been marginalized and kept outside. Their opinions, their their perspectives have been invalidated. They're not welcome to participate. CNN, some of these other liberal media outlets, NBC, MSNBC, doing everything they can to counter any kind of hope or positive perspective on this convention. I mean, the one thing that blows me away, Herb, is that, because sometimes, I'm checking all the different networks, and I go to CNN, and at every break, there is an advertisement for Hillary Clinton right in the middle of the convention. So they're like counter-programming, their own program at the same time, which is rather obvious. I mean, it's quite an expose if people have eyes to see.
Well, there's no question about the bias in the media. And the media, by and large, has now been complicit in the Democratic organization. But here, too, I think there's something of a rebellion of a lot of people who don't have any confidence in major media organs in the United States and are saying, look, we're seeking alternatives here, too. Talk radio has become very popular in large part because, one, people have the opportunity to express themselves.
Exactly.
And you do get a diversity of opinion, something
right.
You're not going to get if you read the New York Times every day.
Right.
So, I do think that there are changes that are occurring that might lead to a different kind of political organization in the future. And keep in mind that when I talk about these forgotten Americans, a term that I prefer to silent majority, because they're no longer silent.
Yes.
Forgotten Americans are now asserting themselves.
They're waking up. That's for sure.
They're waking up, and they're making it known through the Trump Organization that they're not going to take it anymore, to use the expression from that wonderful film. But the fact is it goes beyond that. There's something very fundamental going on here. Great changes are occurring on the world stage. I like to tell people this is like 1848, when all of the assumptions of the past were gone, when people were saying, we're going to the streets. We're not going to take the establishment position any longer. We feel as though we have been left behind, and we are going to do something about it. You're starting to see that kind of sentiment worldwide. Mm-hmm. You see it in Austria with Hopper. You see it with Le Pen in France. And that's worrisome, by the way, because there are extreme dimensions to this. There could be extreme dimensions to it, even though I'm generally sympathetic to the attitude of the working person. But there can be extremism associated with it as well. But it is an international phenomenon.
Yeah. And I think, to your point here, and particularly here in America, where it seems to be entwined in our DNA, but I would say probably, to say entwined in our DNA just again, points to, how we have such a perspective of America's specialness. But we've had a lot of experience with the free market system. And what we expect as free marketeers is what they call return on investment. For 8 years, the people thought Barack Obama could do something about race relations in this country. He came with this story that it was change that we could believe in that was going to be so much better. And meanwhile, it is so much worse, frankly. And this is what the households of America are feeling, except for those that have been, entrapped in the entitlement concept and the entitlement net. But by and large, everyday middle-class America, which is imploding on itself because of the policies of this administration, have finally said, as you said, and quoted from broadcast news, enough is enough, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, I think there's an awful lot to that. And I think that the president has fanned the flames of racism. And it's interesting that you have a president of the United States who is black and has been elected largely by a white population would be in the position of promoting racism in America.
Right.
When I say promoting racism, I mean it's in the culture itself. When you have someone like Kendrick Lamar, a guy who writes songs saying, I shot him in the back, I shot him in the back, I shot him in the back of the head. I'm glad he's a cop. I'm glad he's a cop. And this guy is invited to the White House.
Exactly.
He's invited. Kendrick Lamar is invited to the White House. Come on. I mean, what is that suggesting? The president of the United States will say, I love the police, but his behavior clearly suggests something else. And when you talk about the environment that's now created by giving legitimacy to Black Lives Matter, there is no question that what you're suggesting is that the narrative of the Black Lives Matter, that there are white cops who want to kill black kids, is an acceptable dimension of American life and culture. That is very perverse and very dangerous.
And it's not even
the president has promoted it.
Exactly. It's not even being considered as hate speech, which if it came from the other side, Herb, they would have hate speech brackets all over that kind of talk.
Question. Absolutely no question about it.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Herb London. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something that you may or may not have heard about it. You know, a lot is getting lost in translation because of what's going on in Cleveland. But you need to be aware that the Iranian bomb just got shorter. And this is according to a secret deal uncovered by an unnamed diplomat. Dr. Herb London has the information for us. 15 after.
Pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We will not slow down. Fall all
online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country, we thank you for joining the team to do everything you can to get this country back on track. We do this in the spirit of truth, pursuing truth no matter where it leads. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And I got to tell you, if you, I would say most of America have been rather dubious about this Iranian deal, you know, the money, this whole situation where you got the State Department, that the reason that they had to execute this deal was so that Iran would never go nuclear. We had a president said that's not going to happen. Of course, I think he maybe in parentheses said not on my watch. And of course, it was never designed to happen while he was still president. This latest document that Dr. Herb London is revealing to us is incredible. It was a secret document that was uncovered by a unnamed diplomat that says, basically, the fuse of the Iranian bomb just got shorter. Dr. Herb, so many people are uncomfortable about this whole Iranian deal anyway, and now, you know, stuff is leaking out about this deal, and, you know, America, you know, may be a little overwhelmed with all the news cycles that are going on right now, but they need to be aware that, boy, we got major danger just to be on the horizon.
Well, there was no question that the president was so eager to have this deal with Iran that he was perfectly willing to accept any provision that the Iranians wanted. The side deal was known. I mean, there were people who were rumored to be involved in the side deal, as this was called. Mm-hmm. The AP came up with the report very recently, but the side deal now suggests that the Iranians could engage and break out in a very short period of time. We're not talking about 10 years, 12 years, as has been suggested by President Obama. We're probably talking about 3 or 4 years. We're also probably talking about a breakout period within that period when the nuclear reactors are moving at top speed, leading to a breakout of about 6 months. So these are very, very significant challenges that the United States is now facing. There will be congressional hearings about this, but the fact is that the treaty was already signed. Or I shouldn't call it a treaty, since obviously if it was a treaty, then we would have to live with constitutional provisions. We are now in a post-constitutional age, so it was a deal. But there's no question that the deal will be reexamined. If Donald Trump is president of the United States, he has vowed to abrogate the treaty or this deal. Could he do that, and what are the consequences of doing so? One of the things that's happened is many of the nations of the world are looking forward to trade with Iran. You already saw Boeing is very eager to make the airplane deal with Iran. And so there are a lot of commercial interests that are eager to move ahead, saying, look, I'm not going to worry. We're not going to worry about nuclear weapons now. Well, the average person should worry about nuclear weapons. And Iran with nuclear weapons poses a threat not merely to the region, but a threat to the international community, including the United States. They will possess North Korean missiles. They've tested those missiles in Park Hin. There is no doubt that they are capable of delivering missiles at this moment to every European capital, and another 2 or 3 years be able to deliver missiles to the west coast of the United States. So these are big-time issues, issues that I think the American public should be aware of. And the very fact that the president would lie in order to get this deal consummated is in itself a very revealing factor about what has happened to the presidency in the last 8 years.
Exactly. And, of course, what America is asking is why? Why would the president strike this deal? Yeah.
Well, the answer to that is very simple. If you have a geopolitical view and you believe that the way in which you control the Sunni states is by creating a balance of power with the leading Shia state, Iran, then, in fact, you want to give Iran as much leverage, as much influence as possible. Iran at the moment does not appear as a major military power, but Iran with nuclear weapons does become a major threat. Now,
exactly.
The Sunni nations in that area will have to respond. The president is a little clever by half. If he believed that this was a possibility of creating a balance of power in the Middle East, he has overstepped his authority and overstepped what is logical, because now the Sunni nations will have to respond by obtaining nuclear weapons of their own. Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and the Gulf states can't sit by and say, you know what, we're going to live in a region where the sole possessor of nuclear weapons will be Iran. So they're going to have to do something. So now you're going to see nuclear proliferation of a kind we have not seen in the last 20 or 30 years. This is a very, very frightening scenario.
The very thing in their form of logic said that they were trying to, you know, they were going to resist. but yet they've accelerated, which seems to be the case here with our government, Herb, is so often you get these unintended consequences that end up producing the opposite results of what they intended. I mean, is this just flat out incompetence? A combination of ignorance and kind of a delusional commitment to some ideology and social engineering that somehow they think that they're in the power to actually, you know, make these players work, you know, somehow?
Well, there are two points that I would make about this. Number one, I think the president actually believes that in time, Iran would act as a responsible state. There's no evidence to support that claim, but that is the belief. That in time, they would want to be part of the community of nations and be accepted as a responsible nation. I think it's silly, but it is a presidential view. The second part about this is that one would assume there's a degree of transparency in these kinds of negotiations. Well, there wasn't any transparency. Ben Rhodes, who's a fantasist, a short story writer who works for the president and developed this narrative, continued to say time and again, I am going to gloat over this because I pulled the wool over the members of the journalistic community.
Exactly.
They actually think that I've sold them on this position that there are moderate Iranian leaders. Moderate leaders, and the journalistic community doesn't even investigate, accepted this whole hog, this nonsensical story. So there was not even transparency, even with the people closest to the president, certainly not the journalistic community, certainly not members of the Congress, certainly not the senators who were voting. So the people in the United States really never got a sense of what was going on in this deal.
I'll tell you, this is really scary stuff. And, you know, following the logic that the state, the president, Ben Rhodes, have utilized here in this deal, if that was the case, then what about the drug dealers here in America? You think they'd be kumbayaing with us many, many years ago, right?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I mean, if the president makes these decisions without any consultation, I mean, he is the commander-in-chief and responsible for foreign policy. But in the past, presidents did consult with members of the Congress. In this case, there really wasn't any consultation. And he managed to pull the wool over the congressional eyes, just as he did the journalistic community.
What kind of damage is going to be done here? You know, you think the next president coming into office, I don't care who it is, if it's Hillary or Donald Trump, this is one humongous hot potato. Because if you take the football off the field here, I mean, you're going to have a major knee-jerk reaction from Iran, and you might be able to stave off some proliferation. But, the rest of the players there in the Middle East figure, okay, well, we got some coverage for, you know, this administration. But if the Democrats get back into office again, you know, we're back back on the old pathway to nuclear proliferation.
Well, you raise a very important and critical issue. How do you restore confidence in the view of the United States? If you are a nation in the Middle East looking at American policy, you've got to scratch your head and saying, look, they've tilted so far in the direction of Iran. They're actually fighting with Iranian troops with the Revolutionary Guard in Syria. So, again, how reliant is the United States? Restoring that kind of confidence becomes a real challenge for the next president. The other part about it is, of course, the belief that the United States cannot be counted on, no longer in this general international calculus, that the United States is ignored by Israel, largely because they can't count on the United States, ignored by Egypt, largely because they've been repudiated by the United States. So you begin to wonder, what is going on in the world, and what kind of vacuum will exist without American influence and power?
Well, I got to tell you, Marco Rubio, I thought, brilliantly summed it up when he talked about how our allies don't trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. This is the scenario in the 21st century America that we live in today. It's pretty scary, Herb.
Well, there's no question it's very scary, but of course one always hopes for the best.
Exactly. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Thank you, Herb. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 After.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I think we get the point, okay? It's me. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Nathan Nascimento is with us, Senior Policy Advisor at Freedom Partners, and he focuses on health care. Previously, he served as Deputy National Political Director at Americans for Limited Government. We can get on that parade, can't we? We need a lot less of. Maybe we can do something about this budget if we just limited this blob that is swallowing up our country. Want to talk about Obamacare in light of the convention and all that we're hearing about. You know, the problems with Obamacare are kind of like set to the back of the table. Every once in a while, we have constituencies that are bumping into it and going, gosh, when are we going to get this thing solved? And what Nathan has written about here is that the transitional reinsurance program that Obamacare is now, we're now entering into this phase of Obamacare, clearly is putting insurers before taxpayers. And you need to be aware of this, and this is why, you know, our copays are going up, our monthly premiums are on the rise. And I'll tell you, Nathan, they're saying come third quarter here, we're going to hear a lot of jobs, jaws dropping to the bottom of the floor as they open up their notices to realize how much their health care has increased.
Absolutely. And this is what we're seeing, Bill, is that projecting forward on what health care premiums are going to look like for the upcoming year, the numbers are staggering. I think there's roughly about 32 states and the District of Columbia that have released their rates. And we're seeing double-digit increases. And part of the reason why is these reinsurance these transitional programs, reinsurance being one of them, are ending at the end of this year. So now health insurers are left with the question of, okay, so now we have this nice little safety net that's kept us in place. Now we're going to have to deal with the real impacts. And guess what? We need to raise all these health care premiums. And I wouldn't be surprised, but we haven't seen it yet, But I would not be surprised that these healthcare deductibles don't get jacked up as well. So I think
they have to. How are they going to be able to pay for this? I mean, you know, this thing was designed that they were too big to fail. This is a backroom deal. This is what the Democrats who own this, and Barack Obama owns this. And the people, you know, are now saying, okay, the Republican Party has been saying for many years, we're going to repeal, replace. There's going to be a lot of pressure on the Republicans if they take over the White House to say, okay, now let's get this thing changed right away. Let's do what we can, because our whole health care system has been turned upside down, been so compromised. We're paying so much for it. And, you know, I just think of the families, Nathan, and I know you do too as well, on a daily basis, because you don't know how bad it is until you're there and you need it.
You're absolutely right, Bill. And let's make it granular. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now, what we're hearing from the Hill. And most people don't cover the nuts and bolts on this. And I thank you for the opportunity, because right now there is a program. There's a program that was started under Obamacare called reinsurance. And essentially what it is, it was a way to mitigate the risk in the early stages of Obamacare. As such, part of the money is supposed, they're supposed to collect money. CMS, the administration, is supposed to collect money, pay the Treasury, by extension taxpayers, and pay insurance companies to help level off the risk that people are, the companies are experiencing. But what this administration is doing is no short of corporate welfare. They're not paying the Treasury. They're not paying the $5 billion that they owe the taxpayers. You know what they're doing? They're taking that money and they're giving it over to these insurance companies. Why? Because they're seeing that these insurance companies are leaving the insurance marketplace. They're seeing that their legacy, that this law is failing all around them. They have the higher premiums. They have the cancellations. They have the higher out-of-pocket costs. And to add insult to injury, they're going to put it on the chin of taxpayers and say, you know what? You're also going to give a little bit more to these insurance companies because we want to make them happy. This is insane.
Yeah, exactly. And this is so disgusting, Nathan, that they're taking the people's money. In any other corporate life, any other, you know, fiduciary responsibility, this would be illegal. It is a jailable offense. It's absolutely criminal what they have done with the money and what they're doing to we the people.
You're absolutely right. And let's be clear about this. And this is... this is not the only thing that they're doing, but this is one that's it's the law is very, very clear. It's a law that they agree to. It's the law that they wrote with the insurance companies, and they're not even following the law as written. They're saying, you know what? Yeah, I read the text, but I'd rather focus on the insurance companies because they matter to me more. This is nothing short of a bailout, of a corporate money grab. And this bailout needs to be busted. It needs to be stopped and the big spotlight put on it.
Well, the whole deal is ridiculous anyway, Nathan. I mean, here we are, 5 years down the road since Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act was signed, maybe six now. And how many people have we helped? Supposedly there was that 30 million donut hole of uninsured Americans that weren't getting health care. And that number has become delusional. It's become so fuzzy. You don't even know what the number is, because my question to the government all the time has been, how many of that 30 million did we help? What I'm seeing is that we caused a lot of people who were paying and, you know, involved in the insurance program the way it was before, and they moved them into Medicare, and they moved them into government programs, but they could have opted to do that anyway. So we didn't really save anybody here, at least in large numbers, for all the travail and the impact it's had on our economy and what it's done to the middle class. I mean, we've paid a dire price for this social engineering that the Democrats, President Obama, and all the backroom wheelers and dealers have thrust upon us. And what do we have?
What we have is people losing their health insurance. We have people that are being forced into a program that they don't necessarily want. You know, I will correct you on one thing, Bill. The one thing that this law has helped, it's helped put more people into debt. And the fact of the matter is that they can't afford their health insurance. They can't afford the care that they're getting because they have this idea that Obamacare was going to save them. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea that you're going to put an insurance card in someone's hand and everything's going to be all well and good. The fact of the matter is we've heard countless stories, and even ones most recently, I'm reminded of a gentleman who got his health insurance plan, went to the doctors, you know, and he left there $1,800 later, and he can't afford it because he's on a fixed income. He thought he was going to be taken care of.
Exactly.
The fact of the matter is that these guys are in debt, and they're going to and folks are going to have to, you know, between not being able to afford the premiums, not being able to afford the out-of-pocket costs, and God forbid they have to get treatment for something, they're going to walk away with just bigger bills.
Well, Nathan, anecdotally, we're hearing stories across the country where people have had to make a life and death decision. I mean, let's take it to that point where they've said, hey, look, I am not going to put the weight of the medical costs on this family. I'm just going to ride this thing out. So if I need to exit stage left without health care because we can't afford it or we choose not to afford it, I'm going to choose, you know, going through whatever this disease takes me through, as opposed to having to spend $3,000-$4,000 on the low side additionally every month in order to combat this disease. When I thought and what I believed was being told to me was that my insurance, I had health insurance, and I don't.
Absolutely right, and you know, you reference some of those stories. The other stories that you may remember from last year were, you know, some people are even considering doubling down on their life insurance policy because they had such a grim outlook on whether or not they're going to be able to ride this thing out. And that's sad, Bill. And that's not what things are about. You and I talked, you know, talk about families and looking into kids' eyes and trying to figure out what's next. I mean, who wants to do that? Who's just giving up on life? The fact of the matter is that this law is harming people in very real ways. It's not making lives better. It's forcing taxpayers to pay for things that they can't, and it's just having a dramatic impact.
Well, like what we know, Nathan, is good policy makes for good politics. And this policy, this health care program, is a disaster. You know, look what is happening. I know there are some people that say, Bill, I don't get it. I'm doing great. It works for me. Well, God bless you that it works for you, but you got to realize how many, and I would say the majority of Americans who are dealing with this, this is one nightmare, and they're just hanging on and hoping that they really don't have to rely on this because there is nothing there but all kinds of expenses and added costs. This is what we're realizing. Nathan Nascimento with the Freedom Partners has been with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You better be there. We set this all up. Scott worked so hard. He went to the lobby. He had all the dancing, little boxes of chocolates and popcorn and drinks and everything for you. And of course, we had your entree music, that we have to have in order to bring you in. Steve, the movie guy. Yes, from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. He is in the house. Always good to have you here. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great. Then The Secret Life of Pets, number one again.
Don't you love that? Hey, I am dragging one of the grandkids because I said, look it, I've got to see this movie. And they're going to be kicking it. No, not really. But they're going to go with me Saturday. We're doing a grandpa day for Secret Life of Pets. Finally get a chance to see it now that I'm, back from Ireland and here on the West Coast,
Yes. Well, I'd love to hear all about Ireland. We'll have to do that offline, perhaps. But this, Secret Life of Pets is a huge hit. Over 203 million in the first 10 days.
Yeah.
So I think the grandkids are going to love it. Great reviews. Secret Life of Pets, number one. Ghostbusters, number two. Mm-hmm. But the people at Sony are just fine with being number two. It made 46 million. As you remember, there were some haters early on, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people said, you can't remake this classic. And especially with women in the title role, are you crazy? But they have pulled it off. 46 million. Way to go, Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig. The reviews have been terrific, and check out the trailer. It's been, it's a hit, so it's doing well.
It's great chemistry between those two, huh? I mean,
Who would have
thunk there? And speaking of Secret Life of Pets, you wonder sometimes in the backstory. We'll probably find out how many other studios turned that movie. Secret Life of Pets, get it out of here. Who wants to talk about this? How many boardrooms was the idea rejected, and here it is, $203 million in counting just here domestically, and it is really hit a hot button.
It has. There are a lot of great stories about studios that have passed on projects. Realize that they shot Star Wars years ago all over town. Finally, 20th Century Fox picked it up, and that was a great decision, I would say, on their part.
I would think so.
Hey, Legend of Tarzan, that was number three last weekend, doing very well. It's made over $100 million. I'd highly recommend it. It got mixed reviews, I think unfairly, but it's holding its own. Number three last weekend. And then, of course, we have Finding Dory, which is like a money machine. Yeah.
They still haven't found Dory after all these weeks yet, huh?
I would say stay away, Dory. We'll keep looking if it's making this much money. $445 million just in this country alone. And then I guess Mike and Dave still need wedding dates. Out there, that rounded out the top five. I had a chance to see a movie called Cafe Society last weekend, which is the new Woody Allen movie. It's a good movie, not great. Well done. It looks beautiful. It's about New York, and it's about Los Angeles in the 30s, and the art direction, the costumes, everything is really cool. However, one thing I've noticed about Woody Allen movies is that there usually is a character that is playing a Woody Allen-like character.
Yes, exactly. That? Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Who needs a cameo? You know, we'll just build a whole character, a Woody Allen-like character around the whole deal. Exactly.
It's crazy because he used to be actually Woody himself, but then you had Owen Wilson playing the part in Midnight in Paris, and in this particular movie, Jesse Eisenberg plays the Woody Allen-like character. Now he's a fine actor. He was in the Superman Batman thing. He's also Zuckerberg in social media. So, he's a great actor, but I don't really think he's leading man material. But this is a movie that's written and directed by Woody Allen. Mm-hmm. So you have the Woody Allen-like character going to Los Angeles, where Kristen Stewart falls in love with him. That doesn't quite work out. He goes to New York, and then Blake Lively falls in love with him. And I'm going, really?
Yeah.
it becomes a little unbelievable. But then I think, hey, if I were writing and directing a movie, that may be the tack that I would take as well.
Yeah, if somebody gave you $40-50 million to go do that, I mean, it's quite a canvas to play on.
Yeah, Steve Evans' story will have Blake Lively falling madly in love with me. I think I could live with that.
I know, but you got to work in some dogs and goldfish in there, I'm just saying.
Probably some other strange things as well. But we have, it's time once again, Bill, to go boldly.
Yes. Oh, yes. Can't wait. Yes. Looking forward to this.
I don't know. Fortunately, unfortunately, we have been there before. You realize, this thing started in 1966. You realize that?
Yeah, I know.
It was a series, a TV series for NBC. It ran for 3 seasons. You had William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, all the original crew. And it became this cult hit. And here we are, 50, yeah. Want to do the math? 50 years later, still going boldly beyond.
More power, Skipper. We need more power, Captain.
It's just been the golden franchise here. Star Trek Beyond is coming out this weekend. The good news is the fan base loves it.
Yes.
It was premiered at Comic-Con, and all of the Trekkies gave it a thumbs up. And that's what you really want to make sure you do. In any of these movies,
you don't want to alienate your base, right? I mean, that's rule one. Okay.
they have to sign on, and 93% of the critics are giving it a thumbs up, and at Comic-Con, all the Trekkies did as well. Now, here's the idea: we have Captain Kirk in this particular rendition, played by Chris Pine. This is the third film after the reboot. We have Captain Kirk and his crew on the Enterprise. They encounter an alien warrior race. When marooned on a distant planet after the destruction of their spaceship in this thrilling sequel, according to the press release, which is directed by Fast and Furious director Justin Lin. That's what a lot of the fans are really excited about, is this is being directed not by J.J. Abrams, who's certainly a capable director, but by Justin Lin, who did the Fast and Furious movies, which means that this should be, I guess, faster and furiouser as well, right?
Yeah, well, he's trying to figure out how to go hyperspeed with Fast and Furious. I mean, now this is like the new drug for him. What is he going to do next?
I don't know, but they'll keep doing it until it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
2.5 out of 4 stars in USA Today. They weren't quite as excited about it as the rest of the fan base. 93% recommended. And it is dedicated to Anton Yelchin, who plays Chekhov in the movie. And, of course, he was really tragically killed a few weeks ago. Yeah. Over in Beverly Hills, when the car, of course, rolled down the hill and pinned into the wall. You remember that story.
Yeah,
this,
exactly.
This is a very talented young actor, unfortunately, killed a few weeks ago. Well, we aren't really plowing any new ground this weekend. We have another movie called Ice Age Collision Course. Now, this is the fifth in the series of Ice Age movies, which ties this movie with Shrek. With the most theatrical releases to its name. So you have five. A lot of people think these guys ran out of story a long time ago. But the last two movies in the Ice Age series here have each made $800 million each.
That's all.
So, if you're thinking, we'll try to put something together. So let's.
Well, like you say, until it stops working, you just keep producing it, right?
Yeah. Somebody says, here's $800 million. I think you probably would make another Ice Age movie.
Yeah, I think Johnny Depp would turn into an ice cube for that kind of money. Just saying.
I think so.
Some of the critics saying, kind of using ideas left over from other Ice Age movies, and they think maybe they have finally jumped the shark on this one. Here's the idea. You have Scrat's epic pursuit of this elusive acorn catapults him into the universe where he accidentally sets off a series of cosmic events that transform and threaten the Ice Age world. So to save themselves, Sid, Manny, Diego, and the rest of the herd must leave their home and embark on a quest full of comedy and adventure, according to the press release, traveling to new exotic lands and encountering a host of colorful new characters. Of course, the voice talent is first rate. We have Ray Romano, Dennis Leary, John Leguizamo, Chris Wedge. Only 15% of the critics are recommending this one, but you know what? It's an Ice Age movie. They think it's probably going to make about $35 million this weekend domestically, and of course, play well overseas, on its way, maybe, to making another $800 million.
I'll tell you, it's opening up for an Ice Age marathon with all these different, you know, courses that we've been served up, right?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, you
hey.
Binge. You soon you'll be able to binge watch these things.
Exactly.
But we do have a new movie out, which is original. It's called Lights Out, and it's by a Swedish director, David Sandberg. This is supposed to be quite good. It's a horror film. 89% are recommending this one. And this is about a bloodthirsty supernatural being that's lurking in the shadows, preying upon a family that this young woman that must fight to protect herself and save her half-brother uncover a mystery about the family's shadowy past. 89% are recommending Lights Out. It's being put together by the same people that did the Conjuring movies, so they know what they're doing. Maria Bello is in this, as well as Billy Burke and Teresa Palmer. You know, people have high hopes for this. They think it might be another breakout franchise similar to the Conjuring series of movies, 89% recommending.
Yeah, and you've heard it first right here, right?
Maybe so.
Ooh, we'll see.
Knows. You know, the critics like it anyway.
Okay.
You remember a TV series that was over in the UK called Absolutely Fabulous? Mm-hmm. This was a big British sitcom back in the 90s. They used to refer to it as AFF. And it was all the rage back then. And it starred these two women. They were older, and they were kind of like a drunk Lucy and Ethel.
Perfect.
Edna and Patsy. And it was a big hit over in Britain. Now it's Absolutely Fabulous, the movie. I have seen the trailer. It looks hysterical. We've got Edna and Patsy. They're still oozing this glitz and glamour, living the high life that they're accustomed to. They're shopping, they're drinking, they're clubbing their way around London's trendiest spots. And then they're blamed for a major incident at an uber-fashionable launch party. What happens is they knock Kate Moss into the River Thames. So after this, they become entangled in a media firestorm, and they're relentlessly pursued by the paparazzi. So they flee penniless to the glamorous playground of the super-rich, the French Riviera, and they hatch a plan to make their escape permanent and live the high life forevermore.
I'll tell you, we're out of time. Steve, the movie guy, hey, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Bring plenty of popcorn. There's lots to choose from, and we'll see you there. Steve, thank you so much for being with us. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid monitoring.